Paul Allen with one of my very favorite Minnesota Vikings. He's defensive back Captain Munnerlyn. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Have a good time this preseason? All you guys do is win preseason games.
Yeah, we're pretty good in the preseason, man. That's always a good sign going into the year. So we've been doing pretty well. I think our record is like, since I've been here with Coach Zim, it's like 10-1 or
might 11 be 11-1.
That's crazy, man. And, yeah. All we do is win in the preseason to get better and get ready for the season.
Be nice to say all we do is win preseason games and division championships.
Yes, sir.
Because Captain's team did it last year. Captain with that nice scoop and score in that Green Bay game. Winning at Lambeau Field, that's fun, isn't it?
Oh, man, it was awesome. Awesome. Always been a dream come true to me. And, playing in that stadium, you know, that field, and so many memories and so many different things that happened in that stadium, the history, and, you know, to do it on a field was just tremendous, man. Outstanding for us to go to Lambeau Field and get that win.
Is it tough for a nickel corner, a third corner, to get a lot of reps in the preseason where they run the ball a lot?
Yes.
And it's mostly about not getting your best players hurt and keeping that clock running, you know?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I just left the coach's office now, and me and Coach George was just talking about that. He was like, man, you've been stealing this preseason. You haven't got that many reps and things like that. But I was like, man, Coach, it's not my fault that guys are not throwing the ball like that in the preseason.
Right.
You know, he just laughed and told me just stay in shape. So I had to do extra things, run a little extra, and get ready for the season.
As a nickel corner, when Captain comes in, a linebacker comes out, got a couple of linebackers, an extra DB, that's him, generally, if not always, playing on the inside. With your job against the run or against the pass, what are some keys to you being as good as you are?
Oh, man, I had to learn how to, you know, read pattern reads, man, with routes concepts and things like that. You know, if a guy going to the flat, I got to know something is behind me. You know, they always say, don't bite the cheese. You know, some guys always bite the cheese and, you know, first down right behind you. So sometimes you got to just do the pattern read and get in the run game. You got to read linemen. You got to read linemen. If a guard pull, my gap change. And, you know, I have to be inside. I got to be feisty. I got to get down and dirty and make plays.
Wait a minute. So you're saying football can be complicated?
Yeah,
it's
sometimes.
Not just line up and beat somebody?
No, it's not just that, man. You got to play within the scheme. You got to play within the scheme. You know, I always fought my first year here, not playing within the scheme, not doing things that Coach Zim wanted me to do, trying to do line up and just play football. I got to learn the scheme and the concepts and learn how to just put guys in the right position and put your teammates in the right position, knowing you got guys inside of you that can help you and things like that, man, to help you make plays.
Captain, so when you're watching film, let's say we have the Tennessee game, Marcus Mariota, or after that, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, and then your former teammates – with Carolina, including Cam Newton. When you're watching film, you know, not to share company secrets, but is it easy to find tendencies or weaknesses that teams have that you can exploit during a game?
Yeah, we got a great coaching staff, man. If you look at our defensive side of the ball, you know, our position coach was a defensive coordinator. So we definitely use him. And the film study-wise, man, he always come up, hey, Cap, man, they like to do this on third and down. They like to do different things. If you see this formation, you know, they like to run double slants and things like that. That helps us out a lot. So when I see that, you know, I think of Krispy Kreme, red light, you know, red light come on. And, you know, I was like, man, nah, this is time for me to go out there and make a play. You know,
yeah.
You can't learn everything and different all the tendencies, but you got to take, you know, three or four tendencies into the game and go out there and play fast. But when that time comes to make that play, you have to go for it.
Captain, don't you think a big key for this team this year, off 11 wins last year, trying to get to the Super Bowl this year, is overall having that run defense be better, and specifically minimizing the third and one and the third and two deals? Because, like, you would come in and be third and one, third or two, they'd spread out receivers. I would imagine if you bite on a run play the wrong way and they go over the top, it's bad. But third and one is a tough defense for coordinators to call.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And Coach Zim been preaching that all offseason. If we can get these guys in third and long, we should win. You know, we should win. So on defense, if you look at our first game we played against Cincinnati, those guys are always in third and two, third and one. That's not good. That's not good. You know, coaches can't call a good game like that. So we got to do a better job this year getting teams in third and long and getting off the field. Like you said, you know, it's an offensive dream to have third and one. Third and one, man, you can run the ball, you can pass the ball, you can quarterback sneak. So it's different things they can do. So you definitely want to get teams in third and long and go out there and try to, you know, make it hard for them to get first downs.
You've seen a lot for many years. What do you think of Mackenzie Alexander, the rookie, with where his skill set is now?
I mean, he got a lot of swagger. He got a lot of swagger, a lot of confidence, as you can see. The guy, man, he's He's definitely a man-to-man guy. He's a very high competitor. He just want to be great, and he worked each and every day at practice. I told him, man, just keep getting better each and every day. That's the thing. In the NFL, man, is what have you done for me lately? So he's just been going out there competing at a very high level and making plays.
Conversely, McKenzie is a rookie, captain's in the middle. Then you got Terrence Newman.
Yes.
Who's been around forever, played with Zimmer in Dallas, Cincinnati, and here. What do you respect about Terrence's game?
Man, it's just he's still doing it, you know, at the age of 38, and he's playing at a very high level. The guy still can run. He's very smart. Like you said, he's been in this system forever. But at the same time, man, to play this game at a high level how he's doing at the age he is outstanding. And the man is just seems like he's not slowing down at all. I don't know how long he want to play, but I still feel like he got a lot left in the tank.